96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 2018 is nearly at the halfway point. How are you doing with the beginning of your year health resolutions? Have you had your checkups? Well, believe it or not, this time of the year is the best time to do it. Get a good idea of where you are with your health just before the start of the summer. We're talking about that tonight ahead of the 25th Annual Health Expo at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. My guests are pediatrician Yolandra Hancock. She is the assistant director of the health ministry. Also, Melissa Johnson. She is a dental hygienist, and also Professor Maria Stevens. She is at the DC MedTech College. She is the chair of the Health Expo. The doctors and health experts are in. If you have any questions about your health, particularly when it comes to your teeth or perhaps your children or any of the other issues that you need to address before you head out for sun and fun during these warm months, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let me ask you first, Dr. Hancock, why warm summer months? Why is that the best time to get a checkup on your health?
I think a lot of people focus more on their health. They're out and about and, you know, they've been hibernating for the winter. They start to move a little bit more. They find out that things are aching and hurting in a way that they weren't used to because they've been sedentary. And one of the great things about our expo this year is that it helps people to identify the ways in which they can optimize their health. They can get screenings, get connected with experts there to answer any questions and really get their bodies tuned up in preparation for summer.
Mm. Why teeth, Melissa? Do people have a tendency to neglect their dental health during the summer, perhaps more than any other time of year?
People neglect their teeth all the time, Harold.
Yes, they do.
I mean, people need their teeth to talk. People need their teeth to eat. And you'd be amazed how big the dental phobia really is in this environment. And the reality is that there's so many people that are really just afraid to go to the dentist. And the average person goes probably once a year, if that. And you really need to take care of your teeth. And the thing that really surprises me is that people just seem to think that your body just stops at your head, but it's really all connected and it all flows together. And there's a lot of infection that's caused in the rest of your body because people fail to understand that the infection usually starts at your teeth, within your gums, and it flows through the rest of your body. That same blood that's flowing through your gingiva and your teeth goes right to your heart. And, you know, it's amazing, but people finally understand that the same plaque that's attached to your teeth is the same plaque that causes arterial plaque and heart disease. And they're finally understanding that we actually knew what we were talking about as hygienists, that you really do need to floss and brush and take care of your teeth and get your teeth clean twice a year.
Why is that so difficult for people to understand?
I think that but our ancestors really didn't go to the dentist and they really didn't take care of their teeth and people didn't make it a priority. I think that people really believe that at some point in time that taking care of your teeth was a luxury. It really wasn't important. And if you look at some other countries, they think that we taking care of our teeth is just something fancy to do. It's not a necessity. And most people don't really go to the dentist until there's pain. Mm-hmm. But if you look at your teeth and they start to bleed, you know, if you saw that same thing going on your hand and it was a cut, you'd go to the doctor. So when you see your teeth bleed, why don't you go to the dentist? Mm-hmm. We should apply the same technique.
Professor Stevens Hardy, when you look at some of the issues that often pop up during the summer or warm months, from your perspective, why is it that some people just forget about their health?
Well, I think that people try to modify their lifestyle. They're more active. They'd like to be outside in the warmer weather, but a lot of times people don't prepare adequately to be outside to enjoy a lot of those activities. So people are usually dehydrated for many months out of the year, but when they go outside and they're doing strenuous activities, they're sweating more, then, you know, that exhaustion sets in. And so we try to educate people on how to stay hydrated throughout the year and also to do things in moderation.
But what about all of those folks that say, you know, during the beginning of the year that they're working on summer bodies? Aren't most people, you're laughing, because, you know, aren't most people really super health conscious? Because if nothing else, they want to look good, right?
Well, you shouldn't focus on looking good for just one season of the year. You should be happy with your body 12 months out of the year. So you don't want to insulate. And traditionally what happens during the holiday season, people pack on additional pounds from Thanksgiving, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then New Year's. Then you roll into Easter and you've got a good 4 or 5 months where you're just packing on all of this additional weight. And you have to start to think, oh, well, I'm going to be, you know, it's going to be warmer out. I'm going to want to wear some nicer clothes. And all of a sudden, I need a summer body. No, you need an all-year body.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about focusing on your health during the summer months. June is almost here, and my experts here say that this is the time to do it. All of this, of course, ahead of the 25th. Annual Health Expo at First Baptist Church of Glenarden. If you have a question, if you have a comment about your health, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Hancock, what about children? This is the time that they are often so excited. School is out and they're ready to rip and run up and down the streets, at the beach. For parents, what should they be doing to make sure that their child's health is optimized?
Right. Well, one of the first things, as Maria alluded to, was the importance of maintaining good hydration. Children historically consume a lot of sugar beverage that actually increases during the summer because little ones are outside running and playing. That means that they're generating more thirst. And as a result of that, they're getting more sugar beverage and then they're consuming more sugar. And the challenge with drinking more sugar beverage is that it drives your thirst. So it becomes a very vicious cycle that they drink sugar beverage, become dehydrated even further, and continue to drink more, which ends up causing them to increase their intake of sugar.
That's interesting. So what would you suggest outside of obviously water? Because some people just find it really difficult to drink water, whether they're adults or children. What do you suggest for them that is good for them, that is easier to drink?
So one of the first things that I recommend is that parents just dilute the juice or whatever the sugar beverage is until their taste preference sort of maxes out and they say, okay, I don't want this because it's gross. Over time, your palate actually adjusts to sugar preference. So as you decrease the amount of sugar your body is exposed to, it will adjust. So the next time if you actually give them something sweeter, it'll taste more intense. So over time, you dilute until you hit that sweet spot. And eventually, for all of my patients that their parents have used this technique, they end up being very comfortable with water. If they aren't, you continue to keep them at whatever that sweet spot is. There are other ways to make water more attractive, right? You get sparkling water. Throw in a splash of juice. You can use those sweetening packs like Crystal Light, those sorts of things to make water more interesting. You can freeze water with a little bit of juice and put it in the freezer and make it as a popsicle, because that's the other place where children will end up getting a lot of sugar is from popsicles and other frozen treats.
You're nodding your head, Melissa.
Yes, I think it's also very important that while you're taking care of your children this summer and you're taking them to the beach, please take them to the dentist, because while they're consuming all these snacks and you're taking them to the amusement parks, they're also getting cavities. And these cavities are going to get bigger and bigger, and these cavities are this plaque and this bacteria. And that's what people need to understand. All plaque is a lot of bacteria living in your mouth. And realistically, they're just making a big bacterial family in your mouth. And this plaque, especially in children, grows at a much rapid rate. And it can also lead to other problems, and it can also lead to tumors and infections. And in children, it grows a lot more rapid, and it causes a lot more serious problems in children. And what Dr. Hancock said is very serious, and it's a very true thing. You know, we're giving our kids sugars and candies and sodas to placate them, but that's really not the answer. There's other things that we can give them. We can be giving them nuts. We can be giving them granola. We can be teaching them a healthier lifestyle to help them. They can be healthy, and it's going to give them more energy. You know, the thing is that we have to realize if you put somebody on a sugar high, eventually they're going to be on a sugar low, and they're going to come slamming down, and they're not going to feel better about this at the end. And most kids, what you have to remember as parents too, when you sink your kid in the bathroom with a toothbrush, 9 times out of 10, I can tell you, I've been doing hygiene for 26 years. They go in the bathroom and they turn on the water and they're not brushing their teeth.
No.
No, Harold, they're not. And then they get in somebody like my chair, and you look at me and they say, how does my kid have all these cavities? Or why do they have adult perio disease at like 10 years old?
Wow.
That's because you never made sure that they were brushing their teeth properly. Mm. We have to take care of our children so that they don't have adult problems at a child age. That's why we have something like our expo, so that we can teach you how to take care of your children, to protect them now so that they'll be healthy adults later.
When is the expo? How long is it? And what can people expect, Professor Stephens Hardy?
So the expo is going to be next Saturday, June the 2nd at our church at 600 Watkins Park Drive. The Healthy Life Fellowship kicks off. That is our kickoff for the entire day. We have our keynote speaker, Donna Richardson. She's going to be there. So please make sure that you show up between 9 and 11 to hear that wonderful keynote speaker. And then the expo kicks off from 11 to 3 with all of the screenings, exhibitors, educational activities, and all of the fun activities that we have for the day.
Where can you find information online about it?
On our church website, fbcgglenarden.org.
One more time with that, please.
fbcglenarden.org.
fbcglenarden.org. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's talk to LaToya. LaToya calling from D.C. Hey, LaToya, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been having more issues with vertigo since I went to get tested and see what causes it. Trying to figure out what could be done or what causes it.
Go ahead, Doc.
Did you mention that you've already undergone testing and you're trying to figure out what to do?
Yes, I have already undergone testing, and they did a hearing test that brought it on, which causes it to come on more frequently.
Mm-hmm. One of my first recommendation is to see the ear, nose, and throat specialist if you haven't already. There are a variety of specialized tests that can be done in terms of identifying the underlying reason for the vertigo. That would be my first step for you.
Okay, I've already been there. He in return referred me to the audiologist to check it for hearing and what caused it.
Right. So what I usually do, particularly when I've referred one of my patients for further testing, is to what I recommend is they circle back with me. So you've had the hearing test. I would actually follow back up with the ENT. What we usually do in terms of working a patient up is try to cross sort of these line items off. So first we address the hearing. The second phase is probably a little bit more invasive in terms of looking in the structures in your ear. And I'm pretty sure they wanted to knock that off first because that's the most common cause of issues looking in the middle ear. I would definitely circle back with ENT so that they can find, so that you guys can work together as a team to figure out what those next steps are.
Okay. LaToya, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're taking your calls tonight as we look at focusing on your health during the warmer summer months. Tony calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling, Tony. What's on your mind?
To the dentist, people that have infections underneath the gum, and like she said, it could go to the heart. But when you go to the dentist and you got good insurance and the dentist says, well, this is a procedure, but it's going to cost you $13,000 with your insurance, there's not a lot of people that can afford that.
You're right. And it's funny that you use the term good insurance. And I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine about insurance and dentistry. And part of the problem with insurance and what makes it good versus bad is that most people don't understand that the reason that a lot of people don't go to the dentist is because the failure with insurance and dentistry is that a majority of people on a job don't follow up and use their insurance, so it makes it higher for the people that do go and use their insurance. So that $13,000, the first thing I would say to you regarding your treatment plan is what's on the treatment? What is causing this $13,000 fee that you're getting? What did the doctor ask you to do? What is on that plan? What's included in that $13,000? And then if you think it's too high or you think it's a little bit out of your range, I would probably advise you to get a second opinion.
The second part of it is that insurance also lacks prioritization of dental care. So one of the things that we have to do collectively is take it a step further in terms of policy. When insurance companies, administrators don't prioritize dental care, then the reimbursement rates are much lower. And that's something that we have to collectively advocate for.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony, for your phone call. I need to take a break, but before we do, we want to let you know that we are still taking your questions even after 7:30. Deborah, calling from Northeast DC, don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program and we will get your questions answered. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about focusing on your health during the summer months. Of course, this is ahead of the 25th annual Health Expo at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. That's coming up on June 2nd. If you want more information, you can find it online at fbcglenarden.org. That's fbcglenarden.org. Please stay with us. The doctors and the health experts are in. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, The Daily on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're trying to get a good idea of where you are with your health just before the start of summer. We're talking about that tonight ahead of the 25th Annual Health Expo at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. That's coming up on June 2nd. If you have a question about your health, we have health experts in studio with me tonight answering questions. Of course, I have Dr. Yolandra Hancock. She is Assistant Director of the Health Ministry at First Baptist Church. Melissa Johnson is a dental hygienist. And Professor Maria Stevens Hardy, she's at the MedTech College here in the District of Columbia. She is Chair of the Health Expo. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Deborah, calling from Northeast D.C. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind? Did we lose Deborah? We did. Okay, Deborah, give us a call back if you can. Let's talk to Kit, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Kit. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to know about having difficulties with hormonal imbalances. Like, what can we do, especially during the summer months when it's hot and things like that, in order to kind of regulate our hormones?
So depending on your age, if you are either in menopause or postmenopausal, there are different dietary things that you should pay attention to. One of the most important, it goes back to what we talked about before, is sugar. Increased consumption of sugar increases the frequency of hot flashes. There are also phytoestrogens in our diet that can affect our hormone levels. The great thing about our expo is that we have areas specifically targeting women's health that can give tips on dietary recommendations. There are health experts there that can go definitely further in terms of giving some tips on how we can better manage as we change in that phase of life. Thank you so much for that question. It was excellent.
Okay. Thank you so much for your phone call, Kit. Good luck to you. Let's talk to Tina, calling from Virginia. Tina, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Basically, I was calling in because I have chronic bad breath since I was maybe 16, 17. I brush my teeth 3-4 times a day. I go to a dentist every 4 months for cleaning, periodontal. I've had meetings with orthodontists. I've had bridges put in, have braces put on. You name it, I've had it done. My diet, I'm not a big sugar person. I tend to eat a lot of veggies. I tend to eat a lot of fruits. And no matter what I do, I cannot get rid of chronic bad breath. I'm down to now goggling in the morning with sesame seed oil. Somebody said that would help. So my thing is, for the dentist that's on there, for someone who has spent thousands of dollars trying to find something that works, I am very visual about going to the dentist. My kids are very visual about going to the dentist, and you're not getting any real progress. It's very discouraging when, you know, my insurance doesn't cover two of my dental coverage because my cleaning, because it's every 4 months, or every 3 months. So my thing is, what do you do? What is the next step? Who do you talk to try and get to the root of the problem?
I fully empathize with you, and believe it or not, this is a two-part answer, so I'm going to give you part one. And part one is, please don't gargle with sesame seed oil. You're chasing a snake.
What does sesame seed oil do?
Okay, a while ago there was a process that came out that told people that if they, instead of flossing, if they gargled with oils, sesame seed, canola, different oils, that it was better than flossing. And it did nothing. It was basically what I call chasing a snake, because if you think about it, if you put oil in a wet environment, you're basically going to get a greasy substance, and the oil is not going to pull the plaque off of your teeth, and it's not going to heal your bad breath either. I'm sorry, or halitosis, as we call it in the dental field. And also, as far as your insurance not covering for the other cleanings, if you have your dentist write a narrative that explains why you have to have the additional prophylaxis, that your insurance company may cover you better. So for part two of why you're having the halitosis, and it has nothing to do with all the other things that you're doing, I'm going to pass you to Dr. Hancock.
Okay.
So usually when people present with halitosis, I usually look at one of two places, either in your sinuses to make sure that you're not having either chronic sinus congestion or some sort of mass in that area. Number two, I look down below. So I ask questions about the frequency of your stool, the consistency of your stool, what it looks like, what it smells like. What are you taking? Have you taken any recent antibiotics? All of those things, because the smell of your breath is reflective of not just your dental hygiene. The beauty of the mouth is it connects every other part of your body. And so I would tell you to either go the ENT route so that they can explore your sinuses to make sure that there isn't anything going on there. And the second is to really pay attention to your bowel patterns to make sure that you're not having some sort of a backup. Even if you're going on a regular basis, the intestines are miles and miles long. And if you think back historically over your stool pattern, if you've had any issues with constipation, infrequent bowels, irritable bowel, any of those areas, I would definitely recommend an evaluation there as well.
Okay. Tina, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Professor Stevens Hardy, this health expo obviously open to everybody.
Yes.
But over the past, 25 years, since you've probably been participating since you were 12. but all jokes aside, who do you really want to show up?
So we know who's going to traditionally show up. Women, we show up for all types of health events, health and fitness shows, different things like that. We want our men to come out, and also millennials to come out as well. We have this generation that is just getting out of college, just getting off of their parents' insurance, or now with the Affordable Care Act, they're having those services extended. But we want them to start getting into creating healthy patterns now so that they're in the process of dispelling the myth that they're invincible, that, I'm in my 20s. I can go out and I can do whatever I want. I can eat whatever I want. I can drink whatever I want. But we want them to start creating these healthy patterns now so that they're preventing long-term health illnesses down the road.
Mm. And what about men?
So we always want the men to come and participate in anything at the church. We truly create a wonderful environment for them at the Health Expo with the Man Cave. And the Man Cave is extensive in terms of the different services that we offer. We have fitness classes. We have prostate cancer screenings. And we actually have two different types of prostate cancer screenings. I know that it's a sensitive topic, but again, we have to take care of our health in every way that we should.
Absolutely.
But I think we also want those people that are afraid.
Mm-hmm. Afraid? What do you mean by that?
Most people don't go to the doctor, Harold, simply because they're afraid. And I think that the Health Expo gives you a venue that you can come to and get free screenings. And you kind of are in an atmosphere where you don't have to be afraid, where people just want to take care of you, do a hearing screening, do a dental screening, do a breast cancer screening, do a prostate screening. And there's no reason for you to be afraid. It's just an open, well, it's a, you know, it's in a private screening, but it's in an open atmosphere where you don't have to be afraid. You're not in a hospital setting. You don't have to be afraid to go. It's just people trying to take care of you and give you the type of care that you need. There's no copay. There's no worry about insurance cards, anything like that. We just want to help you take care of your body, take care of your temple, and get the best care that you need. And maybe it will encourage you to take care of your body more often.
But Dr. Hancock, how long have you been participating in the expo?
I am in charge of the youth area, and that's been for the past 5 years. Prior to that, I actually taught Zumba classes for the Health Expo.
Have you done screenings for the past 5 years?
I've been in charge of the entire youth area, and in that, I have actually sort of held several roles, one of them being doing what I actually have been doing is nutritional screenings to find out how well parents and the children are achieving specific nutritional goals.
And this is why I ask, because I'm sure that you're not going to be the only physician
right
there. And during the past 25 years or however, there has to have been an opportunity where during the course of a screening, whether it's breast cancer or something else, where some of your medical professionals there were participating in screening and they said, instead of okay, where you had to pull someone aside and say, let's have a deeper conversation. What kinds of preparations have you made for the expo when you come across something that you are screening for?
So we have a wonderful guide that we put together in our program, and that is kind of our passport to health. And within that passport to health, it has a listing of all the different types of screenings that are available at the Health Expo. And it also has the kind of regulatory standards or norms of what the values, expected values would be for any service or any screening that's provided, because you have to understand these are screenings and not diagnoses. Any screening that is provided, anything that is out of the normal range, they are immediately advised, and that's part of written in our program, to go follow up with their primary care provider. Now, if it's something that is urgent, we will definitely call 911 and get you the help that you need, toot sweet. But we want people to understand that the services that are being provided are from head to toe. We have everything from behavioral health and mental health education and screening to vision screenings to dental screenings to cardiovascular we have uterine fibroid screenings. We have everything down to podiatry. So we are taking care of you from head to toe. And it also helps people to kind of offset the cost of their traditional healthcare services, because if you would add up the value of all of the different types of screenings that are available at the expo, you're looking at well over a few thousand dollars.
And I think that makes a lot of sense, because let's take visiting a dental hygienist, for example, I'm assuming, and you can tell me otherwise, Melissa, but you're not just going to say open wide. I mean, I'm sure you've got a booth, you've got something set up. They go through a process
at the expo.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How much does something like that cost when you go and see a dental hygienist at your dentist?
Oh, you picked the right person because I am at a fee-for-service office.
Exactly. And there are many of them. So how much would that generally cost for a 25-year-old man who does take care of his teeth, flossing, brushing, and the like, but he still goes twice a year? How much is that exam?
For his exam and his regular prophylaxis, about $285.
$285. So at the expo, how much of that exam would he experience if he came to see you?
He's going to get the exam and what he needs to do for – he's going to get basically this is what's going on inside of your mouth, and this is what you need to do. So he's going to get probably half of it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe $150, $175 worth.
Yeah, less the prophy.
Mm-hmm. There you go, for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's going to get a toothbrush.
Now, how about that?
How about that?
And floss?
Yes.
Floss, too, and mouthwash, no doubt.
It sounds like you're coming, Harold.
No, as a matter of fact, I see my dentist on the regular. But I will say before we go to a break, cha-ching, that's something you need to think about. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about focusing on your health during the summer months. If you have a question or a comment, our health experts are here to talk to you. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about getting a good idea of where you are with your health just before the start of the summer. Of course, we are talking about that ahead of the 25th Annual Health Expo at First Baptist Church of Glenarden. That's going to be on June 2nd. And if you want more information about it, you can find it online at fbcglenarden.org. That's fbcglenarden.org. Melissa, I want to ask this question, not so much for an endorsement, but I've always been curious, and I always seem to forget to ask my dentist this question. What is the best mouthwash to use, and how do they differ? We've got your Listerines that traditionally have that stinging in the mouth, and now they have the Listerine, for example, that doesn't sting, and then you've got the Minty Fresh, and then you don't know what to get. How do you choose a good mouthwash?
Well, since you're going to put me on the spot like this, and I don't work for any of them, but since you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Listerine, the original, has 26.9% alcohol.
Okay.
And it causes sloughing of the tissue.
Now, what does that mean?
It means, Harold, that if you rinse with it too long, it's going to peel the lining of your cheek.
Mm. Okay.
You do not need alcohol to be effective for your mouthwash or for your plaque removal. Therefore, Listerine has finally learned this, and they have made something called Listerine Zero.
Right.
Which means it no longer has alcohol. I find that the best one that I refer to my patients is Listerine Total Care. It's purple. It has fluoride and it has an antiseptic in it. So it's your basic all in one. There is a product by Crest called Crest Pro Health, but it has an ingredient in it that turns your teeth brown.
That probably would not be a good thing.
And the problem with the Pro Health line is that the longer that you rinse with it, the more your teeth are going to turn brown. So I wouldn't recommend that. So I'd probably say, as far as for an antiseptic and a plaque helper remover, I would say the Listerine Total Care, the purple. Now for fluoride,
mm-hmm.
ACT. Simple. The ACT. And for the kids, probably the ACT, the bubble gum. You just squeeze it. Swish with it for 60 seconds, spit it, and go to bed. You don't use water afterwards. Now, if you're one of these people, I'm an early bird. I'm in bed like 9, 9:30. But if you're one of these people that stays up at night, watches Fallon or something like that, give me a half an hour that you're not going to drink anything so that it can sit on your teeth.
Okay. Toothpaste. Gels.
There's no difference between a gel or a paste. It's personal preference.
Okay.
But I would probably say Colgate.
Okay. Why?
Because the same thing with the Pro Health, the same ingredient is in it.
Okay, you say no Colgate or
no? I would say Colgate is my top preference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and finally, toothbrushes. I've always heard that you should use soft bristle toothbrushes, and yet you have soft, medium, hard. Some of them extra hard, some of them extra soft. Suggestions and why?
Soft. Never medium and never hard. It's not the bristle. It's the person that's using it and the way that they use it properly. You're supposed to use a soft bristle with a circular motion, making sure that the bristles go underneath the gum line. You will take a medium or a hard bristle and you will cause gum recession and you will cause sensitivity and you will push your gums away from your gum. You will push your gums away from your tooth and you will cause recession and sensitivity. And then you will be in my chair ouching. What people do not understand, Harold.
Ouching.
Ouching, yes. What people don't understand, Harold, is that God made teeth, toes, and fingers all the same. They're just in different places. So when I talk about recession, what I mean is, imagine going to get a manicure and I push your cuticles too far. That's the same thing you're doing when you take a toothbrush and you push your gums too far. Mm-hmm. You're going to cause sensitivity.
For when you're focusing on children's health, Dr. Hancock, how do you differentiate between a sick child and one who just doesn't want to go to school outside of obviously knowing your child, you know, particularly when there's some things that may come up that you're not familiar with?
I think it's two things. One is following your paternal or maternal instinct. That's the reason why God gave it to us, to allow us to discern whether or not our children are truly sick versus pretending to be sick. The second is to stay continuously connected with them in terms of their social circles, in terms of their school environment, not just in terms of talking to the child, but also staying connected with the teacher. Because if you know what's going on with the child, there may be a test coming up. It may be bullying. There are a lot of different things that even as a pediatrician, I have to ask if a child comes in with chronic stomach aches. There's certain telltale signs that indicate to me that this isn't just a child who's sick from some sort of organ issue, but it's most likely to be psychosocial. So if a child comes in with chronic abdominal pain, if they have changes in their stool pattern, if they used to be dry, but now they're having accidents, all of those things give me a signal or they seem withdrawn from a personality standpoint. I know to ask those questions. And if a parent, for instance, if I'm on call and a parent is asking me those questions or telling me something's going on with their child, that'll be one of the things that I ask, is that they start to explore some of the mental health questions that we a lot of times overlook. And I think that's the challenge in pediatrics or in parenting, is that we usually go to the medical cause. Very rarely do we explore the mental health piece of it. It's one of the great things at the Health Expo. We have a pediatrician coming out to talk to parents about how the theme in our small area is this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. And so we have experts in the space who can address questions like yours in terms of how do we identify what's truly an illness versus differentiating that from a mental health issue.
Professor Stephen Tardy, how do you determine whether or not the Health Expo is a success outside of a lot of folks showing up?
Testimonies. Mm-hmm. We get some of the most amazing testimonies from people who have attended the Health Expo and have had a simple screening done, and it has alerted them to a larger health issue. From breast cancer screenings to prostate cancer screenings. And that's one of the most popular ones that actually helps to get that first screening and then a further diagnosis so that people can go get treatment at our health expo that we provide. And one year we just did a whole series of testimonies of people that have been blessed by the expo and just being able to get those initial health screenings done at no cost in a comfortable space where they know that our church is there to not only provide the support in terms of the expo itself, but also the spiritual support that goes along with any health challenge that may arise.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because I think that's a very, very critical piece. You could believe that you were completely healthy, and we, no matter where you are on the spiritual spectrum, we know that during the midst of health crises, that the faith component can be important. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that we always incorporate as part of our health expo is we pray about our theme, and we always have a scripture to go along with our theme. So this year's theme is Bold, Radiant Reflections of God, Light Up Your Health. And our scripture that goes along with our expo theme is Luke 11:36. So if your whole body is full of light and no part of it in darkness, you will be radiant as though a lamp were shining on you. So our concept this year is that we're called to be reflections of God's light in the earth, especially in our bodies. Many times we may improve one aspect of our health but neglect another. We may improve our blood sugar but still struggle with high blood pressure. We may lose weight but neglect to improve our mental health. Now's the time to shine a light on all that's in our house or in our bodies, and take time to look at all of the areas of our health to help us determine how to make positive changes so that we can radiate God's light in the earth.
What kind of discussions outside of the actual physical screenings will be held that will give people some insight into their health?
So we have literally over 100 educational exhibitors that will be participating at the Health Expo this year, and they provide education on everything from veterinary health. So you can not only find information about how to keep yourself healthy, but your pets healthy as well.
Really?
Yes, because they're our family too, or would be
okay.
If I had a pet.
I didn't know that. Well, outside of our four-legged friends, what kind of conversations will be held for our two-legged friends?
So we have all types of health exhibitors from the Lions Club. They come out and they do health and vision education. We have different types of providers that have different advocacy platforms. So like for colorectal cancer, we have educational sessions on the various foods that you can eat, especially for our kids. We have in the youth area, we have our Kitty Cafe where kids can go and learn how to make healthy snacks. And also in our teen area, we call it the Glow Up. So this is kind of the glow zone where young people, you know, ages 13 to 18 can come and get real life, real world education and training on how to improve their health and how to stay healthy even as they're growing. We even have a session with the Howard University College of Dentistry where we call it What's a Selfie Without a Smile? And they come and they're going to do education on orthodontics and braces care, because that's a time when young people may feel, you know, they may feel a little insecure if they have braces and things like that, but it'll teach them how to properly maintain their braces. And so they can have that healthy smile all their lives.
I was going to say, because usually when you see the ladies doing the selfies, they do the duck lips so they don't show their teeth. Maybe that's no more duck lips. Let's see those chiclets, right? I want to thank you all so much for coming in and participating and sharing with us. And I want to wish you the best of luck on this 25th annual Health Expo at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. Of course, as I said, that information can be found online at fbcglenarden.org and on our website at whur.com a little bit after 8:30 tonight. So again, ladies, thank you so much and good luck on the 2nd.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, May 21st. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.